Welcome to Rettle's Pub, where we talk about the spirits while partaking of spirits. Last time on Rettle's Pub.
Can we talk about Easter?
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk about Easter?
Let's talk about Easter. Let's talk about the staple. Let's talk about the...
Talk about the eggs.
Yeah.
And Ostara and the goddess Easter.
Yeah. Ostara.
Ostara.
Yeah.
Who had bunny ears and antler horns and goddess of fertility.
Yeah, there's nothing new. All the Catholics did was put it under the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Here are your hosts, Nate and Mason.
To make you feel better about converting
your worship of Satan.
How about this? How about this? With St. Patrick coming into Ireland and running out the pagan snakes.
Yeah, he didn't just run them out, he killed them.
He killed the snakes, the pagan practitioners. Yeah, not snakes.
Yeah, so St. Patrick's Day is the celebration of murder.
Of murdering of pagan people. Let's see.
Which is why I didn't wear a fucking bit of green on Sunday.
That's right. Counterproductive pride. So we have counterproductive pride and we have productive pride. That first word is important. Pride is is great up to the point you begin to throw out the baby with the bathwater. The rule of Satanism is, if it works for you, great. When it stops working for you, when you've painted yourself into a corner and the only way out is to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I wish we could compromise somehow, then do it. Did that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And then...
In other words, say what you're going to say and believe it until there's a point where you can't believe it for various reasons, whether you've been proven wrong or...
All right. Number 9. This is the last sin of Satan.
The last sin of Satan.
That last sin of Satan. Lack of aesthetics. With an A. Aesthetics.
Yeah, aesthetics.
This is the physical application of the balance factor. Aesthetics is important in lesser magic and should be cultivated. It is obvious that no one can collect any money of classical standard of beauty and form most of the time, so they are discouraged in a consumer society. But an eye for beauty, for balance, is an essential satanic tool and must be applied for the greatest magical effectiveness. It's not what's supposed to be pleasing, it's what is. Aesthetics is a personal thing, reflective of one's own nature, but there are universally pleasing and harmonious configurations that should not be denied.
Yeah. I mean, it's straight up Ayn Rand, man. That is.
That is phenomenal.
It's like taking a current pop artist who, you know, their entire song is three lines, and they sell themselves as opposed to music and their talent. It's not talent. It's just maybe you can sing a little bit compared to people who actually have talent.
Right.
Like, for instance, if you put Prince against Lil Jon.
Okay.
There is no.
Hands down.
There is no comparison. You know, I mean, Lil Jon's kind of fun to listen to. But Prince? Oh, hell no. Prince was an aesthetician. Do you ever watch Prince's Super Bowl halftime?
No.
Bro. Pouring rain, and he is rocking it. I'm talking straight up rock. Like, I got chill bumps. I watched it again the other night because he is out. And when I say it's raining, like, it's raining, like almost as bad as that night that it was raining with us. And
yeah.
He's out with electric guitar singing electric on a, I mean, this was crazy shit.
And this dude, he's out there,
and he performed better than anybody I've probably ever seen before.
Which Little John would probably take a soundtrack, get out, and lip sync.
Yeah, or not do it at all, because he's, you know, maybe he wouldn't do it. But I don't know. But Prince wrote it, man. And it was the aesthetics of it was just phenomenal. You know, you should check it out. Maybe we'll put that in the show notes. It's 12 minutes long, so take some time and watch it. But yeah, he took that, and they were like, "Are you sure you want to do this?" I saw a brief documentary about it, and he was like, "Hell yeah!" You know, he was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna do it." I mean, it was just phenomenal. And his last song was "Purple Rain." Yeah, so
and it's raining,
and it's raining
in purple rain.
Yeah, go check it out. Aesthetics.
So, you went to the Pagan Festival.
Yes.
Went to the flea market.
Went to the flea market.
You just went to a flea market.
No, it was a pagan festival. I knew where I was going. It was that other lady that didn't know.
Did you have like heathen gods walking around in costume?
No, they had some people with witch hats and stuff. Like, they were kind of, I don't want to be rude. They were crocheted, I think, or something. And it wasn't like what you think of. Because when I think of witches' hats, it's the black hat with the point. Yeah. It wasn't that. It was kind of big, but they were colorful and stuff like that. I don't even know if they were fucking witches. I don't know.
They were having fun.
Yeah, it was just fun. And then you had people selling, like, you know, incense and stones. And there was one guy that they had a big booth. It's probably twice as big as this room, full of teas and herbs and all kind of stuff and woodworking. And there was actually a knife maker there, so had knives there on his display. He had one guy that did laser cutting and that sort of thing. He was there. Who else was there? There was a psychic there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he would sit down and have a reading. It was pretty cool. I didn't do it, but
why not?
I was kind of in a rush, and there were so many people, and you know how I am. I just don't like being around. So there towards the end, I was like, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Judgment.
Yeah, let's just walk around through here real quick. That's the reason why we missed the Satanist, I think, is because I was ready to go and didn't go through the whole path. Yeah, so anyway, that lady posted on Facebook about how Satan's taking over Livingston, Polk County.
Oh, but not the drugs.
She says she grabbed her kid and went to the house.
Not the drugs, not the prostitution.
Not the religion.
Not the religion, just this small booth of people that are hanging out.
And they weren't dressed weird because I would have seen them.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if I was just, I think they were just normal people.
Just hanging out.
It wasn't like they were crucifying folks out
on
the upside down cross. And burning rabbits and shit, you know.
I always like to say sacrificing kittens.
Painted white, their faces white with their black eyes.
Black eyes.
Yeah, like ghost. Like ghost. I don't know if you. Yeah. We play dominoes, you play dominoes. Yeah. My hair didn't stand up one time, you know. Didn't get chill bumps. Didn't feel weird.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so it was a cool thing. We're planning on going next time. But I'd really like to, maybe one day we'll be able to do a podcast from there. We'll rent a booth and we can go for 2 days and we can get a whole lot of recording done then. Anything else from the Satanic Church we can learn from? Hopefully they don't put a curse on us or some shit.
Let's see. No, I think they're getting pretty good advertisement right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're making fun of everybody but them.
Let's see.
And I'm a little inebriated, so, you know.
The 11 Rules of the Earth. Now, again, these are done in the 1960s and written. These were written in the 1960s by Anton LaVey himself. Okay, I've already read that. Nice in Satanic Theory and Practice. So here's some articles here. All right, so we have the 9 Satanic Statements. All right, now we're getting dark. It's getting dark in here. Boom, boom. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Nathan's opening up another deal of bourbon. You need some help opening that, old man?
I'm trying to do it without bothering everybody.
Throw it in the microphone, man. Do some, ASMR?
Oh, hell. Those people, I didn't know what the hell I was looking at. Like I was...
We're going to be opening the bourbon.
So, I was scrolling through TikTok, and this lady had her, like, she had these big old fucking long fingernails, and she was scraping the mic. I'm like, what the fuck is it going on here? So, I actually sat there and watched for a few minutes trying to figure out what the hell she was doing. I never did figure out what the fuck she was doing. I didn't even know what she was doing for months. I'm like, somebody mentioned it at work.
So he's like, chased his algorithm. Just
like, yeah, all this rattling and making weird noises. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on with these people?
I thought
they were retarded or something. Excuse me if anybody out there is retarded.
Go on YouTube and look up pickle eating ASMR.
Yes. Where they eat the pickle and it hears the crunch. Just like,
what the fuck is wrong with people? Why do people watch that shit?
It does something in their brain. Like, there's like...
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The video I'm talking about, it looks like a fryer person, like with that haircut that fryers have.
Fryer. Yeah. I thought you were talking about like a...
I thought you were talking about
like somebody that cooked, like a fryer.
No, F-R-I-A-R.
Y'all want two patty melts, sunny side up?
With some pickles?
Order a curly fries?
Look it up on YouTube. It's like 30 seconds long. It's just this person making fun of ASMR.
Oh, okay.
He has like super long fingernails. He's just like tapping on the pickle jar, eating it really loudly into the microphone.
Let's tie this into Satanism. Talk about aesthetics. This would be it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's like the NPC people on TikTok. Dude, I had no clue this was a thing. This person rolled up on there and she was like doing the bounce and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this girl? And then she'd be like acting like she's eating something with chopsticks out the air. I'm like,
yeah, that is the height of our civilization.
Yeah. And yeah, I just, anyway.
That is the height of our
civilization. I guess I'm getting old because I don't understand any of that fucking shit.
So the 9 satanic statements. All right. Satan represents indulgence instead of abstinence. What you drinking?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, boo boo.
What is it, Yogi?
Make sure to check out Reynolds.pub. I love them like I love a good picnic basket.
Yogi, that's a great idea, but what would park rangers say?
Don't listen to him. He's a commie.
Oh, yeah. I just moved to, this is called Bullet Rye, Frontier Whiskey.
Frontier Whiskey.
Yeah. I don't know much about it. A friend of mine drank it, and he said it was good, so I figured I'd try it out. I don't know much about it. It's 90 proof. So, it's pretty good. Hold on, let me take a sip. And I'll kind of do that. Tastes like phlegm. No, double it, guys. It's really good. I mean, it's rough. I mean, I'm already a little bit floating. So
I'm afraid to go any further.
You want to try some?
Can I have a sip of it?
Yeah. You want to sip out of that or sip out of this? This dude's going to drink it like redneck. I'm telling you guys, we're from the country. I don't know if y'all know this.
Our origins are from Garrison and Cushing.
Redneck. Dogneck. We're from Dogneck, folks.
We're from Dogneck. Our family.
That's not even a joke. I can't hear you, Adam, because you moved in.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I can't hear you, Mason.
Our family... used to run moonshine during the Prohibition, and then they moved to dope.
Oh, that didn't surprise
me. Started smuggling dope. We have an uncle that smuggled dope and people into Mexico, and
we were smuggling dope into Mexico.
Yes.
How fucking long ago was this?
This was in the 60s and 70s.
It was just Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was told he would smuggle stuff. He would smuggle dope and humans into Mexico and smuggle dope and humans out of Mexico.
That is surprising.
He carried a 30 caliber automatic in his truck.
Oh, really?
He's part of the cowboy mafia.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, folks, if you have a crazy uncle, that's fine. But we really had a crazy uncle. Like, he literally was in the... In the prison for the criminally insane in Rusk, Texas. So he was there for how long was he there? A couple of years, huh?
Yeah.
Because that's a whole another story for another day. So when Mason and I talk about our crazy uncle, we literally
I love that man to death.
Yeah, he was awesome, Uncle Glenn.
I used to pick him up from the nursing home and then drive him down College Avenue, Nacogdoches, so he could check out college girls. And then I'd roll the window down and go, "Hey!" And then he'd get mad at me and roll the window up because our mama, he was scared of our mama. He'd always been scared of mom. And she'd kill him. Found out we
were doing them. She's the youngest, and he was the oldest of four kids.
Yeah.
He's like 20 years older than she was, 16, something like that. Yeah, Uncle Glenn was a mess. You know, he held a knife to my neck. I don't know if you know, when I was a kid. Mama said that she had to talk him off of it. Yeah, he was thrown off, man. Before he got into his medication, started going, taking care of himself. Yeah, he was not the...
He was wild.
Of course, then you got to question how much of that was the dope.
Well, that, and he had a hit put out on him, and he had one of those gas plant monkey wrenches that's like 3 feet long, and he had one of those dropped down on top of him, and it broke his hard helmet and hit him in the head. And it was at that point that he
went back home.
He went crazy. Yeah.
Oh yeah. He was really crazy. Anyway, what we got next?
9 satanic statements. Satan represents indulgence instead of abstinence. Indulge, not abstain.
Okay.
Okay. Of course, that's the whole thing is sexual, right? We know that, right? Right?
Is it?
No. That's what the evangelicals would say. That's what that means. It's all sexual.
Yeah.
It's all sexual.
Couldn't be good food, good wine, good mead.
Right.
We need to make some mead.
Good company. We should.
Document it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a little inebriated, so I'm going to be all over the place.
That's fine. And then the second satanic statement. Satan represents vital existence. Ooh. Satan represents vital existence instead of spiritual pipe dreams.
Yeah, as do I.
Spiritual existence. That follows along with don't follow her. Mm-hmm. Satan represents undefiled wisdom instead of hypocritical self-deceit.
Satan does that, but I can see where he's getting that. I mean, that's no different than us talking about. And here's what's weird about all this: this is nothing different than what we really talk about.
Correct.
The absence of ego, which mm-hmm. would be, you know, this sort of thing. So,
and standing out, and standing in your power.
Yeah. Being who you are.
Being who you are. Don't follow the herd. Because we're leaving the herd. That's the whole point of spiritual awakening, is become a functional individual in a community.
And I would assume these guys aren't really spiritual. This is more of an attack on religion in general. But some of this is very much... That's what I like about this spirituality stuff, is that it's... I think that's what appeals to me about it, is that generally it is more effective than not. In other words... When you get into Christianity, then you're looking outside yourself, and you're looking to these things, and you're looking to God who sits on the throne up high, and you look at all these, yeah, out there. Whereas what I've come to believe is that everything I need is found within. All the answers I need is found within. It's the power of the human race. It's the power of human rather than the power of God, because I believe that we are all part of God in some way. And so... A lot of what I believe flows with this, even though probably they're not spiritual at all and don't believe in some higher...
Correct.
Although they probably do. I was going to say higher purpose, but it sounds like they actually do pursue a higher purpose. So, that's interesting. Go ahead.
Satan represents kindness to those who deserve it instead of... Satan represents kindness to those who deserve it instead of love wasted on ingrates.
Oh, ingrates. Yeah.
Ingrates. Don't waste your love. That's like wasting your energy.
Same thing.
Could it be that ingrates are energy vampires?
I wouldn't say they could be, but I think that would be equivalent to what we think. Because I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I think they're talking just regular people being regular ingrates. But right. If we were to correlate that, yes, I would think that, you know, not looking at they're not looking at the spiritual aspect, whereas you and I would.
Yeah.
But it's essentially the same.
We're looking at this through spiritual lenses.
Yeah.
Because people, you got to protect your energy. You got to protect your energy because there are people out there that'll suck you dry. And then, let's see, number five. Satan represents vengeance instead of turning the other cheek. Exclamation point. Oh, all these have exclamation points. Should I yell that? Satan represents vengeance instead of turning the other cheek.
Put a ha behind it.
Ha!
So we got praise music too. It's the same satanic mumbling.
Oh me!
Sorry, Satanist, if we're pissing you off.
It was apologize. This is
and
very,
and we are trying to make our aesthetic better.
Yes.
Please believe that.
Six. Hey, do the number six. I can't do it. All right, here we go. Oh my goodness. Satan represents Oh my god. Satan represents responsibility. Satan represents responsibility to the responsible instead of concern for psychic vampires.
We play dominoes,
you play dominoes better than your father does. That's awesome. Satan represents responsibility to the responsible instead of concern for psychic vampires. Dude, I could go off on that.
Yeah, I can too.
Because there are people that come around you that want to see you suffer, and they pull your energy from you on purpose to feed off of, and then enjoy watching you deplete as they deplete you.
It's almost like they can't exist without taking your energy.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm going to admit this. I'm going to confess this. There are people in my life that wouldn't be surprised by this. But I was listening to a witch give a talk, and they were talking about taking back your energy. Taking your energy back. And they were like, when you're in a conversation and the energy vampire comes, and you feel your energy leaving your body, right? I'm being serious here. So
Expecto Patronum.
Expecto Patronum. So I did this. So I got around this individual, and they are completely zapping me. Right, you can feel the energy just leave.
Lightning bolt.
So I did. I did this practice where we were in the meeting, and it was just stirring up drama. Right, they're just stirring up drama. And so I did this third eye practice where I visualized my third eye connecting to their third eye. And then I begin to envision and meditate and pulling energy from them back to me. And the response that came from that, literally, after about 2 or 3 minutes, was them completely like throwing their hands up, going, I can't take this one. And I'm like, but I felt myself like, I felt my power come back, right? And I'm like, this is creepy ass shit right here. It works.
That's pretty awesome.
It really works. So, seven.
Ready? How many of these we got?
We got two more.
Okay.
So this is seven, and we got eight and nine. Satan represents man as just another animal, sometimes better. More. We had a good thing going, bro. Satan represents man as just another animal. Yeah. Oh, dude, I was just thinking that while I'm reading. I was like, it'd be awesome. Sometimes better, more often worse than those that walk on all fours, who, because of his divine spiritual and intellectual development, has become the most vicious animal of all. So, four-legged animals are better than two-legged animals because the two-legged animals have divine spiritual and intellectual development. And because of that development, has become vicious, or has the ability to become vicious.
Up next on Reddle's Pub.
I respect that. I respect that. Number eight.
I mean, every time I get home, my dogs hate
me. You dogs hate me, man.
Listen, so does everybody else.